From smoke and carbon monoxide detectors to fire extinguishers and more, Hitta Home Safety Products keep your family protected in case of emergencies. Did you know that your detectors need to be replaced every 5 to 10 years? Hitta detectors feature enhanced sensing technology that reduces false alarms and fast alerts for more time to get out safely. Visit us in-store or on Menards.com and shop our great selection of Hitta safety products.
Save big money at Menards.
All right, well, welcome to the Viking Press Pass, episode 27, and I'm Matthew Nickel, and joining me today from the women's wrestling team, Sandy File. So, Sandy, thanks for squeezing me in today.
Thanks for inviting me on.
Absolutely. It's been awesome. I've been wanting to, you know, really connect a little bit more with the wrestling team, you know, since I had Coach Willard on, and it's really kind of a great opportunity coming off of, the experience, you know, the women's team had on Saturday. But I'm also going into the, CCIW championship here Sunday. So, let's talk a little bit about Saturday's duel, at the University of Iowa. The Vikings open up, against number 4 Grand Valley State, and then obviously number 1 Iowa. We don't need to talk about scores or anything like that, but generally, I took my family up. We were super excited to go up and watch, the Vikings at Iowa. What was it just kind of generally like wrestling in that type of venue?
It was quite amazing, in my opinion. Just like there was a lot of lights, and it was more, there was like a bigger crowd than I guess I've been used to at most of our events, which was really amazing to see that there was supports. And I really enjoyed like just like the atmosphere, even though like there was a lot of Hawkeye fans out there, but there was a few Aggie fans too, so like it made it was really special in that way.
Absolutely. Well, I know as soon as we knew, I bought tickets back, I think in December, for it. So I know we were super excited to go. That's the Mecca, of wrestling. So, so it's pretty cool to be a part of that. But going into that, you're wrestling two of the best teams, in the country. What was kind of the mindset, for you and for the team, kind of going into that duel?
I think our mindset was, these are really top level teams, and these are just like a great experience for us to grow as a team and grow our experience, because this is the type of competition that we're going to see as we progress into the season and the postseason. So this is the type of competition we want to see now so that we can prepare in the room. And kind of like going into it, I guess, we were just like, hey, we wrestled like they wrestle. We train like they train. We do everything that they do. So why not? Like, it doesn't, just because they're D1 or whatever, that doesn't really stop us. That's not going to stop us. Because if you're working your singles, you're working your shots, you're working your setups, the opportunity is still there for you to dominate. So don't let like a title or the big name like scare us too much,
Yeah. I mean, you guys wrestled with, a ton of effort. There was no give up in any. I mean, Sawyer Graham, she upset the number 2 ranked, in Grand Valley State. And, there's a lot of great matches, and it's actually, it's been my first time, watching a women's, wrestling event there at Iowa. So, it was just kind of cool to see the Vikings on that stage. And, it's like, I couldn't imagine, myself in that shoes, kind of going into that. And I thought it was pretty awesome. And, when you take a look at like within the CCIW, North Central's, obviously they have some, really strong talent, but it's like, you're ranked, by Open Mat as well. They're at 124 and, going up against, the 4th and 6th ranked wrestlers. I mean, what were kind of some takeaways from those matches, you know, when you're asked, you were wrestling Aspen, Blasco, and then in Callie Lang, what were some takeaways, you know, from those as you kind of prepare for the championships here on Sunday?
I think some takeaways is that I'm just going to keep tightening up and working on like my setups and what I need to like capitalize on. And like, I had good stuff in my matches personally, and my coaches told me that, I guess, that's why I'm saying that. But they said like, I had good stuff, like, you know, and these are the best, and I'm hanging in with them. I'm making it to the second period. It's not just a complete, like, I'm flailing all over the place or something crazy like that. So I think it's just like minor changes in things that I'm already solid at to help get to that next level and get to that fourth and sixth ranked spot, I guess you'd say.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, you know, I didn't really see a match that I felt like we didn't, you know, like, you know, you ladies didn't feel like you didn't deserve to be there. I thought it was, really good competition. And it was awesome. And, you know, what was interesting, I had some friends that were sitting, a parent of a female wrestler, from our youth wrestling club, was behind the bench, you guys' bench, with her daughter. And she texted me and just commenting about, you know, how positive Augustana was, you know, just really enjoying the moment, super supportive coming off, you know, still felt very kind of locked in and focused. And, you know, how important that was for her daughter, you know, to see that, because she's in, I believe, seventh grade. So, you know, when you hear stuff like that, what does that mean, you know, to you, when you can have such a positive impact, you know, to other, you know, young girls kind of in the stands, especially, you know, in wrestling?
I find that really cool to hear, because like, coming up for me, I've been wrestling since I was five. So there wasn't too many other girl wrestlers out there, or there wasn't like this big, like, oh, someone to look up to, I guess you could say. So just to just be like, hear that a younger person saw us, and they're like, the positivity and everything, which is something I feel like our team as a whole, we strive to. We're always like, hey, it doesn't matter. One bad match or one lost point doesn't mean the end of the match. So like, just stay positive, and like, and we work on like building that family around the team and keeping everyone close knit, because like, who else understands us better than our own teammates, you know? So,
yeah. You know, and they always say, you never know who's watching. So, so I thought that was a pretty cool takeaway, and, you know, something we'll definitely be sharing at our club, you know, here, well, tomorrow night at our next practice. So, well, let's talk a little bit about this Sunday. So Augustana's hosting the CCIW Conference Championships. You know, after wrestling some of the top teams in the country this past weekend, how do you think that experience is going to help you going into, you know, this Sunday?
Well, for me personally, I think it's perfect. It was the perfect opportunity for me to see where I was lacking and where I need to step up to the plate so that I can work on those this week, like, and capitalize on that so that I can do better and see high level competition so that I can compete with them even better and I can become an even higher level competition against them the next time I see them as we move into the postseason.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, it's kind of like, you know, when anytime you can go and wrestle up when you come back and, you know, you're wrestling someone, kind of within the, you know, the CCIW, you know, I think there's a ton of confidence, you know, that you can take into Sunday. You know, you've had the privilege of wrestling, you know, kind of the national stage, you know, as well, which is, you know, which is tremendous. And, but, you know, as you look ahead to Sunday, you know, what are you, you know, kind of expecting, you know, either team wise, are there any, you know, particular opponents that you're kind of preparing for, you know, to see on Sunday?
For my team, I believe that we're going to do our best. We're going to put our best foot forward. We're going to keep that positive energy that we always keep. And I always say, like, guys, support each other, go to each other's matches, because that little bit of support, that little bit of cheering on the sideline, it matters. Like, in the moment, it might not feel like it matters, but it does. Like, it's like you have those people that are there that been doing the grunt work with you, been through the turmoil. So it's kind of like, hey, like if I'm, you know, not in the right headspace, they're that last bit of like hope, you know, sometimes that push you to drive your feet more, get that turn, get them. Yeah. And then for preparing for this, like my competitors, I personally don't take the aspect of, let me look at my competitors and let me train just to wrestle them. I'm just training to do my best, and my best is going to go against any competitor that I have out there, you know, because if I'm training what I know and I do that on the mat, then that's what I can do.
Absolutely. Well, you know, when I'm, you know, coaching some of our, you know, our youth program, I'm like, there's two things that, right, that you can control going in. It's your effort and your attitude. And it's like, you know, everything else will kind of sort itself out at the end of the day, but, you know, continue to focus on those two things. You know, and then kind of let the chips kind of, you know, fall where they may. But, you know, it's been, you know, interesting. It's like, you know, you have had the experience, you know, as the first established class and kind of 4-year, you know, wrestler in Augustana for the women's team. I mean, what's that experience been like, just kind of laying that, you know, that groundwork and kind of framework for, you know, the next generation?
I think it's for me personally, as a senior looking back now, it's just great to see the growth of our team, like at Augie. I remember when I first came, it was like we were a little bit of a joke, like sometimes, because it was just like we had girls at all levels. We had some girls who had wrestled for a while, some girls that had wrestled for, it was their first time ever wrestling, because we were just trying to get bodies in the room. And, you know, we were willing to show them and they were willing to put in the work. So, you know, when you have people that are willing to put in the work, why not coach them? Why not get them involved in such a cool sport? But now we have girls, and coming from me personally, like I've been wrestling for a while, even before college, but I didn't do as much freestyle. So that there was a learning curve there getting into freestyle in college. And so it was cool to just see my progression. Like I was thinking just the other day about how I came in a newcomer to basically freestyle. And now like I'm leg lacing really good, getting guts, like in learning throws. And those are things that I probably would have never done when I was in high school and stuff, because I was too afraid to throw maybe, or too afraid to do those kind of moves. So I think like there's a big, more confidence has been built around our team, and just like who we are on campus as well. Like we have a bigger presence on campus and people are like, those are the girl wrestlers. And they have like a little bit more like respect for us, which is really, really nice to see.
Well, I was going to ask you, you know, how the transition, you know, was moving from folk style, you know, to freestyle, you know, cause you know, especially, you know, for women, it's like, you know, you've been wrestling since, you know, you were 5. So it's like, you're a bantam and, you know, you're wrestling, you know, folk style, you know, your entire career. You know, so then I had to explain to, you know, both of my boys and my wife that were there, like, here's are some of the differences, you know, and the different types of styles and what's kind of similar. And, you know, the rounds are different. They're a little bit longer and, you know, it's a little bit more about exposure and some of those other things. So, you know, how was that kind of transition? Like, did it seem, you know, did you ever feel like you were not as confident going in, or was it just really more about, you know, how you're trying to finish certain moves that, you know, you had to try to adjust to a little bit?
I think at first I was a little bit, nervous because, I was a bit of like a leg rider and I was really big into that, like in folk style, cause it came easy to me. And I felt like it was a little bit harder to get that with the rules of freestyle. So that kind of made it a little bit difficult, but I think slowly as I learned and I like got more exposure to the type of freestyle matches, I was able to like transition from the moves that I used to do in folk style and like kind of adjust those to fit into that freestyle form. So like I was getting my single to a leg lace instead of just taking it up and getting it to the mat to, you know, work it out that way. It was more of like small adjustments. Cause like I, since I've been wrestling so long, I had a solid single. I had a solid double. I had a solid high C. Like, the basics were there. It just needed small adjustments to build those mm-hmm. those other foundational movements for freestyle.
Yeah. That's cool. I mean, I was, you know, growing up, you know, did you wrestle for a club then? And then, you know, or did you kind of, you know, with like a youth development program, or did you, you know, wrestle more like independent? Like, how did you kind of grow up through the ranks of wrestling?
Well, so my mom, actually, she wrestled in high school. And then my cousins, who are like around my age, they got into it. And then my mom was like, do you want to try? And then she put me in it. And so then the local high school had like a youth kind of program. And then I joined that for a little bit. And then we joined a club. And then it kind of just took off from there pretty much. So, yeah.
I was trying to, and I was on Track Wrestling, and I saw, you know, three Sandy File, you know, Track Wrestling profiles. And I saw one was, you know, from Evanston, Illinois. Now, were you previously in Illinois and then moved out to Vegas, or is that something completely different?
Oh, no. Yeah, that's me. I was born in Evanston, and I was there for a while. And then when I was like about 10 years old, we like moved to Vegas. And so like it was a little bit interesting because like in Illinois, in the Midwest, like there's tournaments every weekend. There's always something. And then in Vegas, like wrestling wasn't as big. So like you had to go seek out those tournaments, which was a little bit harder, I guess, in a sense.
So how'd you kind of find your way back to Augustana?
So all my family lives in like the Illinois, but closer to like Evanston, Chicago area. And then my cousin actually graduated from, well, he went here last year and he's like a year older than me, and he was on the wrestling team. And then my aunt was like, oh, like when I was like looking for school, she's like, oh, like I know Augustana like has a program, or they're going to start a program, like you should come do a visit. And then I came and did a visit, and I loved it. I loved the coaching staff, and then I just like stuck with it here.
Nice. I was curious. I was like, you know, cause I was looking at some of your old, like, you know, Bantam, you know, matchups. And, you know, once I got into like Track, I was, you know, it's like a little bit of a rabbit hole. So it's pretty cool to see. Now I thought it was pretty neat too. I mean, you know, the NC2A announced, you know, last week that the first women's NC2A wrestling championship is coming in 2026. You know, when they announced it at the stadium on Saturday at the duels, I mean, it was a resounding like cheer of support. You know, what's kind of been your reaction, you know, to that news?
I am very excited, and I'm very excited for the sport in general, because I feel like, why haven't we had it already? Like, the sport has been one of the fastest growing sports for a long time, you know, for women. So I'm just like, what took so long? That's really how I feel. Like, what took so long, you know?
I mean, here in the Midwest, it's like, it's been growing so much that, you know, a lot of times now, you know, it's always been mixed, you know, boys and girls wrestling together in tournaments, and a lot are still like that, but you're starting to now see where there's so much, you know, need for it, that they're starting to break out, and have, you know, girls specific tournaments, which is awesome. And, you know, as we were getting set for our SmackDown a couple weeks ago, I mean, I was getting messages from, you know, parents of, you know, girls asking, you know, do they have folks registered around, you know, their weight, and are we going to be able to pair them up, you know, together, and some of those things. So, you know, so it's been, you know, a ton of support, and heck, anymore, I mean, so many clubs, especially in the area, you know, has just, you know, gosh, they're building, you know, they're building specific, you know, wrestling rooms, you know, for these programs now. And so it's been pretty awesome. You know, last year, you, Sawyer Graham, and Hannah, you know, you were the first ever at Augie to earn a trip to the National Collegiate Women's Wrestling Championship last March. I mean, what was that experience like?
That was it for me. I was emotional. I was like, oh my goodness, like, it was. it didn't really hit me for a while, actually. Like, right away, I was just like, oh, like, I guess I'm going to nationals. Like, yay. Like, I don't know. I'm not someone who just, like, it hits them right away. And then I, like, sat down after and I was like, oh, my gosh, I'm going to nationals. Like, this is crazy. Like, and I don't think I really, like, grasped what that meant until, like, I got there and I saw the teams. I was like, oh, my gosh. Like, this is, like, the real
deal. Huge.
Like,
yeah, that's like, a big deal.
So yeah, that it was a little, it was, I don't know, I didn't see how crazy it was until I got there and I was like, oh my goodness, like, well, let's see what we can do. And that's kind of how I feel, that's how I kind of feel about most things. It's like, well, I'm here, let's see what we can do.
Right Yeah. You know, use a little bit to your advantage. And I know I would have loved to have gone there, and again, I think even this year, it matches up as the same weekend as Iowa's Super Pee Wee State Tournament in Waterloo. So we're, you know, we've been up there the last few years and probably will be up there again this year. So yeah, it's such a cool opportunity just being, you know, I think is it in Coralville or Cedar Rapids? I think it's Cedar Rapids maybe that it's held in.
Yeah.
Cedar
Rapids again this year? They might have switched it again.
Yeah. Now, you know, you see it kind of scrolling here on the bottom of the screen, but, you know, you were recognized as the CCIW Women's Wrestler of the Week earlier this month after you went 4-0 at the Fred Johnson duels. You know, didn't give up a single point in your two Tech falls. I think it's the second time you've been recognized the Women Wrestler of the Week as well. You know, seeing stuff like that, I mean, what was kind of your initial reaction when, you know, when that was announced?
I was like, oh, that's cool. Like, that's cool. Like, hey, like, that's, I don't know. I just don't get, I think it's cool. And I like to see the recognition out there. And I think, like, showing, like, hey, these are women athletes and this is what they can do. And it helps just promote it just by posting. And it gets more acknowledgement about the sport out there as well. Cause, like, I have friends that they never even went to a wrestling match before until they met me. And then they come out and they're like, after they leave, like, I love it. Like, let me know when another one is. Like, let me come and watch. Like, I didn't know what was going on. I didn't know how did the points were going, but I loved it. And that's kind of like what I think is cool about wrestling is, like, I'm like, guys, just come out. Like, just come out. You're going to love it. And that's kind of why I think that's really cool.
I mean, it's a different breed of event, and it's such a cool thing to go and see, and, you know, but it's also like, it's just such an intimate sport, you know, and, you know, seeing and kind of learning a little bit about that. And, you know, it's one versus one, you know, you can't hide behind, you know, somebody else scoring points or, you know, catching the pass or making the block. It's just you. So, but, you know, I also think too, like, you know, you alluded to earlier, like, you know, early on, you kind of felt like maybe, you know, Augie was looked at as like the joke, but it's like, well, now, you know, we have a couple of ranked wrestlers competing on national stages, being recognized as conference, you know, wrestlers of the week. Like, you brought a lot of credibility, you know, and this team has, you know, to the Vikings in such a short, you know, short period, you know, of time. So I think that's just something that, you know, you should certainly, you know, continue to embrace. I think it's just cool to be recognized. So I think hats off to you and rest of the girls on the team that it kind of put it where it is. So it's awesome.
Yeah. That's really all like I could say, like coming as a senior, like, the growth that I've seen from our team as a whole, it just makes me so happy. And it makes me like excited for the future of the Augie wrestling, women's wrestling team. Like, it's like, wow. Like the freshmen we have right now, I can't wait to see how they're going to grow. And like, it amazes me every day. Personally, I'm just like, wow. Like, I remember what the team started out and I'm looking at it now. I'm like, like, we have a full lineup of girls. I remember when we had a bunch of holes in the line. No, we have a full, well, basically a full lineup of girls, and we can step to these teams and win some matches and win them, not by like, oh, this, maybe it's a win, maybe it's not. No, like, it's Augie won, and that's the end of the conversation. So I think that's real.
Yeah. Well, you know, and a little bit too, just about the, you know, the expansion and kind of the Augie footprint. I mean, you know, the QC D3 invite, you know, last year was the first year, you know, of the event. I think it was something that Coach Willard said, hey, let's try and see if we can make this happen. And it was like 23 teams, 160 wrestlers, you know, Vikings finished 9th out of 23. You finished 3rd in the 123 bracket. You know, you've been to nationals, but now you have this kind of QC D3 invite. I mean, what was that experience like? Not only just kind of being the host team, but, you know, wrestling, you're reminding me a lot of, like, you go to these state brackets or districts and regionals and some of those things. It reminded me a lot like that. I mean, you're wrestling, you know, 4 or 5 times, you know, to get the championship match, you know, over a course of a day or two. What was kind of your experience last year? And because Vikings are hosting it again this year, so should be pretty awesome. What are your thoughts on that?
I had a great time last year at the D3 invite. I was really happy with my performance. I think it was a great meet that set me up for nationals, for qualifying for nationals. And, you know, it just gave, I always believe in, you know, to wrestle good, you need to see people. You need to see different people. You need to see people from all over. And it was nice to see some teams that we don't typically get to see because they are a bit further away. Mm-hmm. So I got to see the competition and show them, like, who I was at that time. And I'm excited to see what I can do this year as well, because and it's at home this year, like right at Augie. So that's even better for me. It's just like I'm in my home conditions. So
yeah. Well, I mean, you know, I think you know what it means as well, just for the Viking program as a whole, to be kind of at the forefront of hosting, you know, an event like that. You know, to be the first team that's kind of leading something like that, I mean, brings, I think, a ton of credibility to the team, the program, the school, you know, versus going to somebody else's school to compete at it. So, so that's pretty cool. So I'm hoping we can be there and watch a little bit of that. Now let's move a little bit to kind of academics. So you're a kinesiology major. You know, what kind of made you go to the kinesiology route, and what are you kind of thinking for plans, you know, after Augie?
Well, I picked kinesiology just because I'm interested in science, and then I plan to like go to PA school or physician assistant school, after that. But, yeah, I like the fact that it implements just like the human body, and I like to use it, like the information I learned, I taking it into my workouts and helping me meal prep as well, just so to be better. Like, yeah, mm-hmm. I picked it fit the needs of what I wanted to learn. And I liked that Augie had like a newer facility for it.
Yeah.
As well. Like they basically built a new building for the major. So it's like state of the art training room. We could test our VO2 max. We have like this bod pod thing that takes like measures your body fat percentage. And so, yeah, a lot of like cool opportunities while still being able to wrestle, which was really nice.
Yeah. That's been, you know, I think a growing major. And I think, you know, definitely having that new is a Peter Lindbergh, I think is the name of the building. You know, it's awesome. So a lot of, you know, student athletes I've been talking to have, you know, went the kinesiology route. And now do you intend to, you know, keep involved with wrestling in some capacity after you graduate? Have you thought a little bit about that at all, or?
I've thought about like maybe coaching here and there, or like looking for a team to coach with. I love to share the knowledge. I love, you know, I don't think I'd ever like quit wrestling. I love it so much. I think any wrestler knows, like, when you're not in season, you miss it so much. And sometimes when you're in season, it's like, oh goodness, like I gotta go to practice, I gotta do this. But when you're not in wrestling, it's like a part of you is missing. So I don't think I'll ever step away from wrestling completely, but maybe I'll take a step back from being on the mat a little bit.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, gosh, just so many opportunities for, you know, to coach, really anywhere, you know, you ever land, you know, whether it's clubs and, you know, and youth development clubs and some of those things. And you know, I saw as well, you were on LinkedIn recently, you started a new role at Unity Point, as a part-time rehab tech. So, I think you started that here recently, but what's that, you know, kind of role, what's that kind of entail, and what's your schedule look like during the week?
Well, that role is just, I help out under some physical therapists, like OTs, PTAs, and I kind of help like do some of the workouts, set up some rooms and things. And that job is really flexible with my schedule, since we practice like at 6:30 every day, which is a bit crazy, but you know, I feel like it's beneficial to practice early, but yeah. And then I have class, and then I'll go to work and get done about 4 o'clock and then have time for homework. So it's been an easy transition for me.
So you guys practice at 6:30 a.m., you said?
Yes.
Oh, that is early. What time do you guys typically get done?
About 8 o'clock.
That's a good little morning workout session. So when I was thinking maybe you wrestled more, you know, in the afternoon or evening or something like that. But now, have you done any internships over the summer at all? Have you had a chance to do any of that?
No, I don't really do. I haven't done any internships over the summer at all. I like to keep my summers pretty free, pretty open, and I just kind of work just so that I can
make some money and absolutely. And I never did an internship.
I feel like the wrestling season itself is so long. Like we start preseason basically once we step foot on campus, pretty much. And then even in the summer, you're lifting, you're training, you're building your cardio, you know, so you're setting yourself up for success for the next season that comes. So I feel like keeping my summers free and being able to just travel and go like see my family, since they are like far away, it kind of just makes the most sense.
Yeah. What do you like to do? I mean, outside of school, outside of wrestling, what do you generally like to do?
Well, I am in a sorority on campus. So I was the fall vice president for that. And so I just organize a lot of stuff. I like hanging out with my sorority. We do lots of charity events and dog and car washes. I really like going on hikes, being outdoorsy. I like crafts. I love painting. I love, you know, just things that free my mind, really, to just, yeah.
Yeah, I was looking at the motto, you know, for the Delta Chi Theta sorority you're in, and said, if you are in something worthwhile, then it is everlasting. What is that kind of motto? How does that motto apply to you?
Well, for me, that just means like, if you're in something and you love it so much, it's forever. And like, I feel like that's how, for my sorority, at least, our relationships are everlasting. Like you will find a DKI anywhere. You like, we have DKIs in Chicago, we have DKIs like me who are from across the country. So like, just be outside of Augie, once we leave, we're still going to have each other, which is just a nice sentiment in my mind.
Well, I know, and you know, a lot of times they try to center things around like homecoming week. You know, so I know a lot of folks will come back and, you know, they have specific events that they'll hold on, and, you know, whether you're Greek life, you know, it's pretty neat to see, you know, folks, you know, rocking, you know, their old jackets that they have, you know, shirts they're still trying to maybe fit into for some of us guys. but yeah, it's pretty neat. And I think there's a ton of, you know, ton of great things you get out of just not only just networking, but like you said, all the charitable events that you get to be a part of, and you know, just the, you know, friends outside of, you know, sports or the major or something that, you know, generally you know you're tied to so closely. You know, it kind of forces you to branch out a little bit as well. So well, awesome. Well, hey, we're at like 33 minutes, so this is it's been a great conversation. And you know, so Sandy, I appreciate, you know, you getting, taking some time to fit me in here today. J term is coming up to an end. So, you know, we'll see you Sunday here at the CCIW Championships. I'll be doing the PA for that. So I'll be looking forward to a fun, long, kind of successful day. So again, appreciate joining me today.
Thank you for having me again. It was so great.
Absolutely. We'll see you Sunday.
See you Sunday. Bye.